You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Cool and Hearty from Big Fan, correct?
Yep, that's the one.
That's the one. How are we doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm real chill. I understand you are in Tamaki right now.
Yep. Looking. Yep, I'm in one of our studios.
Yes, it looks very studio-like. You've got a lot of wood in the background, like kind of sectioned off. Looks real sick. What's the weather like up in Tamaki?
It's actually nice today. After a spout of rain yesterday, it's the sun has come out. It's nice and warm.
Nice. We had a real gnarly day yesterday. It was like a little bit of hail. It was down to 3, and it was we got absolutely drenched yesterday. It was very cold and busy. It's what it is, though. It's what it is. So we're here to talk about the recent collaboration between Ignite and Big Fan. Ignite is, of course, like, I guess you could call it a youth music mentorship program. Is that a good description?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's about an 8-week course that helped Rangatahi get into the music and events industry.
Mm-hmm. And then Big Fan is a music space and venue and collection of studios, if I'm not wrong, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Awesome. Yep. And so how did this collaboration between Ignite and Big Fan come about?
So Savina Fountain actually started Ignite back in 2016. She ran 2 rounds of Ignite by herself in Tamaki. And then when she joined Big Fan before they opened in 2019, it just sort of naturally came about that once Big Fan was up and running, that Ignite became part of the Big Fan roster of programs that they run for Rangatahi and people that want to get in the music industry and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So quite a natural, organic partnership.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mean.
I was just going to say, Savina's the general manager, so it, yeah, definitely just sort of was meant to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was fated. Ignite started in Tamaki 6 years ago. How has the program developed, and how many rangatahi go through the program annually?
So Ignite started in 2016 with just the event management stream, and Savina ran that with 10 people to start off with. And then the next time she just thought, why not add in some music production? So that added in an extra 3 students to the initial 10 for music production. And then once they launched in with Big Fan, they added, why not add another stream? And we started doing event production as well. So we've one of our most recent streams ran with 18 participants.
Hmm. Cool. Very, very cool. Yep. So across the 3 fields, there's a pretty balanced amount of people to each field. Like, there's not one field getting particularly more people than another.
Yeah, we have more slots for event management just because they end up getting partnered up and then they get to put on the shows together. So it's not just them like taking it solo for the first time ever trying to put on a show.
Mm.
So that's like the biggest stream within it. But there's quite a lot. There's 5 slots for music production as well and 3 for event production. So it's a pretty good range of opportunities for everyone that's interested.
Yeah, very good opportunities. Speaking of, what can people who go into the 3 different intakes, or streams, I should say, what can they expect to see if they go into those programs?
So everyone that partakes in Ignite gets matched with a mentor for the 8 weeks, so they get an industry professional. That's we take quite a lot of time making sure they're partnered with someone that's into the same things as them, so they get to talk to them over the 8 weeks, which is pretty cool. The event management students put on their own show at Big Fan. We're lucky enough that we've got the venue, so they partner up and put on their own show. They get to book the bands, make the posters, promote the show, sell tickets and all of that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music production students all get time in studios at Big Fan and come out at the end with a song that they've produced with the help of their mentor. lots of things. And then on top of that, we do studio tours, venue tours, workshops, seminars. It's a pretty jam-packed 8 weeks of learning.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Can you speak on some of the on who some of the music production mentors might be this year?
Oh, we've had the likes of Harry Charles, Josh Fountain, Simon Gooding as music production mentors in the past. I can't tell you who's on this round just yet.
Secret? No, that's all good. Who are some notable Ignite alumni who are currently making the rounds in the music industry here?
We've had Hunter Keane. He did Ignite back in 2016. He's now the manager at Flying Out in Auckland and looks after heaps of stuff there. We've had Josh Belaine, who now works for Endeavour Live. He's the marketing manager and runs tours for them, works on Rhythm and Vines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in music production in 2018, we had Aubrey Mitchell, who now is a studio supervisor at Big Fan and working with artists, going to Sydney, going to LA, and working with heaps of people.
Awesome.
So everyone's, yeah, there's been lots of cool progressions we've seen of people that have partaken in Ignite.
Very, very cool. And if people are interested in getting involved with Ignite, how can they apply?
You can find all the information on our website at bigfan.co.nz, and you scroll down and there's two big Ignite buttons in the community section.
And I assume they don't take you to the... No. is there any... I think we'll have to wrap up the interview there. Is there any notable Ignite alumni you'd like to hear a song from after this corridor?
There's no alumni that I can think of.
No worries, no worries. That's all good.
That's a shame.
That's no worries at all. I hope you have a great day, Coolin. Take care.
You too. Thanks so much, Zach.
Of course. Alrighty, that was Coolin Harty from Big Fan speaking on the recent collaboration between Ignite and Big Fan. Very, very cool stuff. It's 10:39.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.